Ken Singer on Ginny Thomas, House January 6th probe will call in whoever we need to call in. By Pam Key on March 27, 2022. Representative Adam Kinzinger, REEL, said Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation that the House Select Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol would call in whoever we need to call in. When asked about Supreme Court Associate Justice Clarence Thomas' wife, Ginny Thomas. Partial transcript as follows. John Dickerson, all right. We're going to move on, Congressman, to the January 6th committee. Bob Costa and Bob Woodward, who are both on with me a little bit later, reported on text to the committee this that the committee has from the wife of Clarence Thomas. And I just want to read a little excerpts of them. They are to the White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, urging efforts to overthrow the election. Mr. Thomas wrote, "Do not concede," and then in another, she wrote, "The majority knows Biden and the left is attempting the greatest heist of our history. Where are these significant?" Kinzinger, "Well, look, I can't, as a member of the committee, confirm, deny the existence of those. I'll tell you, though, we have thousands of text messages from lots of people. We have a lot of documents. And we are going to, in a methodical, fact-driven way, get to the answers here. We'll call in whoever we need to call in. I think the bottom line for the committee is this. Was there an effort to overturn the legitimate election of the United States? What was January 6th in relation to that? And what is the rot in our system that led to that, and does it still exist today? You know, with conspiracy theories, as we've seen, you know, reported this idea of releasing the Kraken or that the CIA attacked the DOD or was attacked by the DOD in Germany. John, like half of the country at one point believed some of that stuff. And this is a roadmap for how to overturn a legitimately elected government. So this is important. We're going to get to the bottom of this. And as we're seeing in Ukraine, people are willing to die for democracy. We at least have to be willing to put careers on the line for the same cause. Dickerson, so no one's disputing the authenticity of these texts. Which leads to the question, will the committee subpoena Mrs. Thomas and question her? Kinzinger, look, I think, again, we want to make sure that this isn't driven. Even though it's in the political realm, it's not driven by a political motivation, it's driven by facts. So when it comes to any potential future calling in of Ms. Thomas, well, we'll take a look at what the evidence is and we'll make a decision and you all will know as soon as we do. What I don't want to do is get into speculating too much. Because I think it is important that we have answers for the American people in a factual way here. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.